everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy. And on today's special episode, we are kicking off with an update on the books we're reading, and then we'll be doing a book review on I Hope This Doesn't Find You by Anne Lang. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So, books that I'm reading. I actually am so happy to say that I finished Priory of the Orange Tree, 800-page book!
Wow. Wait, how long did it take you?
Probably two and a half weeks.
Okay, that seems reasonable.
Yeah. I would tell you that I don't think I was in the mood to read an 800-page book. But I kept pushing because it wasn't bad, but it wasn't really good. So it was like an okay book. And I kept reading because I felt like it's going to pick up. And then pretty soon I found myself at page 600. And I'm like, I'm in too deep.
It never picked up.
Oh no. So I would say like, it's an epic fantasy. And people are saying that like, if you don't want to read a series of books, this is like a book to read because it is in itself a series in one. It completes like the full story. But I think it was just me and holding the book and reading. And it wasn't like a Brandon Sanderson book. So I think like getting used to like a different author's voice for a long time. It just like was just okay for me.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was just like timing, mood, start of the new year. It was my first book of the new year. So yeah, I feel bad. I wanted to like it.
Oh.
Just wasn't.
What did you rate it?
3.8.
Oh, that's actually really high though.
Yeah, I felt like the characters were good, but it was like the plot didn't move fast enough for me.
Okay. Yeah, 800 pages might do that to you.
But I'm excited to say that right now I am starting a rivalry of heart, and it is like a romance fae book.
Okay, wait, I think I saw that on your list.
Yeah.
And I was going through your list and trying to find them on the library to put them on hold so that I could read them as well. So you're starting that one, you said?
Yeah, today I started chapter one.
Okay.
And it's good. It's refreshing, and it was exactly what I needed because after fantasy, like we always say, I needed a palate cleanser. And originally, I was looking for contemporary romance books because that's usually what I use to palate cleanse. But for some reason, all the romance books on my list were more than 500 pages. And I said, after an 800-page book, I want something quick, like short and sweet, you know? Just hit me with it.
Oh my gosh.
So that's why I didn't choose any of the other ones on my list. I said, not after Priory of Orange Tree. Just like, I just need something short right now.
Okay.
And it's good. I like it so far.
Okay.
The Rivalry of Hearts.
Did you get that at the library?
No, this is my first time starting my Kindle.
Oh my gosh.
I opened it. So I also recorded it for Instagram and TikTok. So for our listeners out there, if you follow us on Instagram or TikTok, you will see my unboxing of my new Kindle.
I'm excited.
I've been waiting so long.
I'm very, very excited. Okay, so next episode, we'll have a review on if you like the Kindle.
Definitely.
Outside of the airplane.
Exactly.
But so far, so good.
So far, so good, because I used it during my lunch.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Because you literally cannot read a book while you're eating. Like, flipping the pages and, like, eating food, it just doesn't go together.
I actually used to read a physical book and eat my lunch outside when I first started working at my job.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't, like, the wind bother you? Like, the pages flapping?
And when the sun, and I can't really see?
Yeah.
It is a little, it's like, never once did I consider, I'll bring my Kindle. But it was because I think one of the books, it was for our podcast, and I remember reading, like, it was one of those that I had to read physically because I couldn't, it wasn't a good one. But I'm trying to remember what it was. Anyways, so I remember that. I'm like, I have to read this. Amy and I are recording an episode today.
the dedication. I've been there. But I would eat my lunch because I couldn't read. I couldn't focus with hair, you know, food, pages. I would eat my lunch fast and then I would read in the car.
Oh, okay. Twinsies. Yeah. That's so funny.
So that's the book I'm reading right now.
Okay, nice. I wanted to update everybody and let them know that because I think I told Amy, but I don't think I told the pod that I listened to my first audiobook, and it was the Elvis Presley one, so like from his daughter telling her story, Priscilla. So I listened to that one as an audiobook recommended by my boss, and that one was really good. So I decided that I think the audiobooks might be for me if I read books that I would never physically read. So from there, I kind of went on like a self-help kick. I went on a self-help book kick. And I read this one that I saw that was like recommended on TikTok. It was so bad. I don't recommend that one. I was like, why would they do that? It was called The Courage to Be Disliked. That one was just weird. It wasn't like my cup of tea personally. And then right now I'm reading like 101 Essays to Change Your Life.
Ooh.
And that one I like. It might not be everybody's cup of tea, so I can understand why, like, you probably, if you like that one, you might not like this one. But it's just because she's like listing motivational quotes and less more like story. Whereas, so I think that works more for me, is because like I do think sometimes it's a whole mental thing, and if you like say something inspiring to yourself, it'll help. So that's what I've been reading. It's so long though. It's like a 13-hour audiobook or 16 hours or something. So it's like I'm like maybe 70% of the way through, and I'm like, geez.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. So I listen to that while like I'm at work, but sometimes, yeah, when I need to focus, I need to put on the music. So that's why I'm not quite done yet. But I did get The Midnight Library that I'm gonna listen to, because I was gonna read it, but then I think I had it and I just like didn't feel the urge, so I returned it to the library. And so I think maybe if I listen to the audiobook version, it might be something different. Did you like that one?
It was okay.
Okay.
I only think it's okay because I went in expecting it to be a certain way, but it was different than what my expectations were. So I'm curious to know, like, you have to tell me once you listen to it,
okay,
what you think it is, how it goes.
I kind of agree with you, because I think already I saw a TikTok on it that made me check it out from the library, and I was like, okay, good. And then I read the, like, description, and I was like, I don't know. So I think I might have that problem as well, so we'll see. But I'm excited. So that's our reading update. And now to jump in to our book review.
Yes. All right. So we are reviewing I Hope This Doesn't Find You by Anne Liang. And it is a YA romance with tropes of academic rivals to lovers. And it's about this girl who is in high school. And she, I think high school. And she is straight A student. She's like top of her class. And she has a rival who is always like exactly where she is in terms of like getting all straight A's, top of the class as well. And so, you know, academic rivals right there. The way that she vents, she writes email drafts, and that in a way is like her journal. And the story goes that one day she accidentally sends all the drafts to everyone in the school. All these drafts that she's used as her journal entries to vent about how she feels about people, but mostly the person that is the target of these emails is the guy. I forgot his name. Is it Julius?
Yes.
Okay. So from there, it becomes like a huge drama within the school. And so I believe the principal sits both of them down and says that for the rest of the year, they have to learn to, like, work together. So then it looks good on the school. And I think the rest of the book is, like, that journey. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think that sounds good. So we'll rate it now. I think you guys know what Amy's rating is. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Five stars. Four Stars is good.
Yeah, no, I really liked it. I wouldn't say I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I have to know why. What you liked about it, let us know. Then what was it like? What was, like, off for you? Was it just missing an oomph, or was there something that you, like, oh, I didn't like about this?
I do think it was missing an oomph. Like, and I felt like it was predictable. Not that it needs to be revolutionary, but just in the sense that you could clearly tell that it was, like, a one-sided hate. And I know books like that tend to happen like that, that it's, like, the girl always hates the guy. But the fact is I feel like we, as a reader, didn't even get the pretend that the guy hates her. Like, I think sometimes the author does a little bit better of a job making it seem like they do both hate each other, mm-hmm. I think. I guess, like, if you're gonna compare it, not that I would, but, like, obviously my five-star YA is, like, better than the movies, mm-hmm. and so I think you get a little bit more of, like, how they have a little bit of, like, animosity towards each mm-hmm. other, like, a little bit, like, obviously you also know that, like, they don't actually hate each other, like, yeah. he doesn't actually hate her in a similar way, like, they never actually hate each other, which I like, obviously, but yeah, I just think, like, I like a little bit more of the, like, tension. Mm-hmm. And from the very beginning, you could tell, like, he's just confused why she doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was funny because my other five-star YA is better than the movies. And so I think that for me, it was just, like, a different take. So it was, like, refreshing for me. But I can see where you're coming from too, where, like, sometimes, like, that tension is, like, what you need to build up to it. But I think that in this book, I felt butterflies because I felt like he already had, like, some affection for her, and it was just, like, for her to see it. So I think I clung onto that, which is what made me like the book. And the first part that I couldn't get over at the beginning was, I'm like, why would you draft all these emails? Like, how could you accidentally send it to everyone? Like, I couldn't believe it. I was so angry for her. I'm like, that's crazy. But then I felt like I had to, like, be present in the book. Like, oh, this is part of the book. Like, don't think it's, like, real life. And so that kind of, like, allowed me to, like, open up into it. And then once I opened up into it, I just liked all the, I guess, like, the moments that the two had together. Because, like, them having to, like, work together. Like, I remember the scene where, like, they had to, like, scrub and wash, like, a wall.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, when they had to work together on a project. And, like, he sat, like, super close to her. And she didn't like it, but also she kind of liked it. So, I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
I was thinking about you, though, because I know how much you lean more towards friends to lovers. So, from you, like, reading this, do you think anything, like, affected, like, your reading experience where you're like, oh, how their interactions are, they're not really, like, they're becoming friends, that, like, allowed you to, like it, the reading experience? Or you were more like, oh, it's not, like...
No, I mean, I agree, I did like it. Yeah. Like, it's not like I didn't like it.
Yeah, it wasn't a 3-star.
Yeah, no, like, I really liked it.
Yeah.
And I did like their relationship. I think it was, I think what held me back is that I really don't like it when it's so obvious.
Yeah.
That, like, he doesn't hate you.
Yeah.
And you hate him for kind of no reason. Mm-hmm. And I think she's just, like, sticking to the hate. Mm-hmm. Which I think is hard for me to kind of, like, get over as much. Because I'm like, just, like, just let it go. You know, he's not competing with you. which I know. Anyways. So I just think that's why I'm like, yeah, you guys are, like, getting along. Like, let's, like, let go of the competition of, like, being the best student. Mm-hmm. It's just my thing.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I felt bad for him because the fact is that he was, like, trying to be nice to her. And then imagine, like, getting all these emails of, like, how much she despises you. But I guess at the same time, obviously, he's, like, reading the emails and he's like, oh, like, you really like my chin or whatever she said.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's kind of cute.
Yeah. I also like how they introduced his brother. How they, I think it was like, to him, his brother was perfect.
Yeah.
And he was also, like, going through his own, like, trying to prove himself and be, like, his own person so his parents don't compare him to his brother. So I like that element to just, like, add some more depth to Julius, like, as a character and not, like, so much focusing on... I don't remember her name.
Oh, I looked up. It was...
It's Anne Ling!
Sadie.
Okay, yeah. Because we do get a lot of Sadie, you know, like... her insecurities, right? And I think also the book has like a subplot where she develops friendships with other classmates, because before she used to be like very to herself. So I think I liked that element to the book where they were building like something else within this love story that the author was writing. And then we also get a little bit of like Julius too, and not just like everything focused on Sadie, where everyone is dealing with their own like insecurities. So I like that.
Do you feel like you kind of relate to Sadie because she's a perfectionist?
Yeah. I think so. And competitive.
Yeah. I was kind of, as I was reading it, I was thinking, I feel Amy might relate to the character a little bit more than I do. So I was like, I can kind of see, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel, yeah.
Yeah, and I also don't remember, did she have other pressures at home to do well?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Was there a bakery?
Oh.
Maybe that's a separate book. Maybe there was a bakery. Like, she had to go work at the bakery. I could also be confusing it with, like, an anime that I'm watching.
I mean, maybe, but I thought she had to be perfect so her dad wouldn't leave. Is that not right?
Maybe, yeah.
No, I don't know.
Because, okay, there was also a scene where someone asked to follow him on Instagram or something.
Oh, yeah, and she was jealous?
Yeah, but she was in a bakery. I think she was, like, working. The point I'm trying to make is that, like, I could relate because... she was, like, busy outside of school, too.
Okay.
And so I was like, yes, to answer your question, I did a really good answer. And perhaps that is why I really felt like this was a great book.
I liked it as well. I like YA. You like I'm...
I feel like there should be more good YA. Maybe I'm missing.
I think you are missing. No, because I feel like, obviously, the time for YA to go viral... for yourself is like when you're in high school.
Right.
So I'm like, do I have modern day recommendations? Like, no. Mm. Because equally, like, I don't really read as much YA, nor is it like popular on BookTok, I don't think. But I do love a good YA. I also love a bad YA, I guess, in terms of like, they have no substance. And is that a problem? No.
That's crazy, because I do not like bad YA. Sorry, Haley.
Have you read one?
Well, a bad YA to me is like, I'm bored.
Oh.
I'm bored.
Okay.
So I'm but just like scanning at that point.
They're so short and sweet.
Yeah.
With like, it's so easy to just scan.
That's true. That's true. I agree with that.
Because here's my thing. Let me recommend. Okay, first of all, there are two authors that write YA books that I really like. One of them I recommended to my other friend a while ago, and she didn't like any of the books. So that was kind of disheartening. And so...
You are going to recommend.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I don't think you'll like them, potentially.
Okay, tell the listeners, too.
Kasey West, she's like a really popular YA author. It's Kasie. That's her first name.
And what is your favorite book from Kasey West?
Well, based off this, The Distance Between Us, I've rated most of her books 5 stars.
Wow!
I'm not saying that anybody will like it, but I like it. And so since you asked, I'll tell you. Okay, because guys, Amy, I guess on our last podcast episode that we talked about how like, the more we read, the less books we like the same. But you know what? I've decided that I will not let that stop me from recommending Amy books.
That won't stop me from reading your books.
Perfect. So we will...
continue.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually have recently been in the mood for a good YA. So
wait.
Yes. Yes.
Because I will tell you my favorite YA of all time.
Wow. What is your favorite YA of all time?
That said with some disclaimer. Maybe not of all time, but one of my favorites is Cinder and Ella by Kelly Oram. And I think that one is on Kindle. So, I was thinking about buying
4.2 stars on Goodreads.
Yeah, I rated that one 5 stars.
And.
Oh my god, I wrote a review!
And reviews.
And wait, when did I write that?
10 years ago.
I have read it again since then, and it's still good.
Oh, okay. You said it in a tone where I was scared.
No, I just wanted you guys to know. It's just, that one's a good... And if you don't like it, I don't want to know.
I will tell you nothing.
It just, like, it breaks my heart. How many books can I recommend Amy before I actually do get discouraged and stop recommending books?
Never! Oh. You're with me forever.
It's so soon. We're close.
You need to keep recommending me books. Anyways, the book I checked out at the library recently, because I've been in the mood for YA, is Today, Tonight, Tomorrow by Rachel Solomon.
Okay.
So, not sure how it'll go, because I'm actually pretty bad at choosing YA books. Like, since 2022, the only two YA romance books I've liked is Better Than the Movies and I Hope This Doesn't Find You. So, I haven't been really good at choosing books. So, I will read. I'll read some of Haley's and then I'll let you know about Today, Tonight, and Tomorrow for YA romance.
Oh, I'm very interested.
Yes. But yeah, YA romance, when done right, I feel like the butterflies are enough to not need spice. Like, it carries it through. And I believe Haley said this in a previous podcast, but it ends with a happily ever after. There's no third act breakup usually. It builds. It builds because there's so much tension. They like each other, but they're not going to tell each other. And it builds all the way to the end and you're done. And it feels good. So, YA romance. They're underrated.
I would agree that they are underrated.
Yeah, bring us back to, like, the puppy love. The little butterflies you get when your crush just, like, walks by you. And you're like, yeah. Oh my gosh.
I know. It's just, like, it's so sweet. And, yeah. I love YAs. Sorry, I'm trying to think. I have, like, one guilty pleasure YA that is, like, was going to be my example of a really bad one.
Oh.
But I can't find it. I thought it was called, like, Offsides or something, but I don't think that's what it's called because it didn't come up.
Oh, you know, now that I think about it, I liked Fangirl. I know you didn't like it, but I liked Fangirl.
I'm not sure I read that.
Really? Thought it was okay.
Oh my god, I did rate it 2 stars. That's wild. 2014.
And it might be one of...
5 stars!
One of the only books I've reread. Remember I told you I don't reread books? I reread this... I read it, I think, in high school. And then I reread it in college.
Oh my god.
And I liked it. Do you even remember? You don't remember. Do you remember what it's about?
I read it twice. I imagine it's about a fangirl. Okay, tell me.
It's about this girl who is a twin. And she's the quiet twin. And there's an outgoing twin. And so they go to college. And the outgoing twin is like, you can't, like, hang out with me all the time anymore. Like, you gotta go do your own thing.
Aww.
And she's, like, kind of sad. And so she doesn't really have any friends. And her roommate, she develops a friendship with her roommate. But it's, like, rocky at first. And her roommate has a friend who's the male main character. Love interest. Then all three of them start hanging out together and they all become like good friends. That's how like it builds. Like the tension is like when they're all hanging out as like friends.
Okay.
And then I think there's also like, you know how I have like a thing for like emotional stuff in books. So there is like an emotional aspect with her and her dad. I can't remember if like her mom died or something, but maybe there's like that aspect to it. Also spoilers, if people haven't read Fangirl and do want to read it, I'm about to say something. The only thing I don't like about that book is that there's, like, the miscommunication thing. Mm. And he goes and he, like, kisses someone else at a party.
Oh.
And then that made me, like, mad.
Yeah, I feel like that would make you absolutely hate the book.
Yeah, exactly. But for some reason, it didn't, so... If I read it now, maybe I wouldn't like it.
But you said you read it recently.
Like, in college.
Oh, okay.
That was before I've... I feel like 2022 is really what defines me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, from 2022 on, yeah. That's it.
So the point was, YA romance underrated.
I can understand why people, though, like, don't like YA, because it is pretty much just the same thing
mm-hmm.
over and over. And it's not really a new way to do it, honestly, but I'm like, that's what makes it so good.
Yeah, nothing is ever that serious in YA,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'll describe the book to you. I couldn't find it. But it's about these two, like, sports people in high school, obviously. And they're, like, rivals. And they start, like, a prank war. And then that's when, like, when it doesn't get too serious. Because some things get, like, it's, like, pretty messed up. But anyway, so, like, the two captains, they, like, obviously start to, like, have feelings for each other kind of thing. And then I hate, like, what makes it guilty, she, like, pulled this really bad prank, like, after they were together. And I was like, oh. It kind of, like, doesn't make you feel good.
Yeah, those are the worst.
Yeah, but then they, like, resolve it, and it's all, and then the book ends. You know?
Yeah.
But it's, like, that has consequences.
Oh, yeah. That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not your average YA, I'll say that. You know, fun pranks.
Yeah.
Haven't read that one before.
If I find it, I'll tell you what it's called, yeah. And then you can read it.
Yeah.
And then you'll tell me if you like it or not. That's I feel like true. You won't.
I get into those waves where I will feel like YA, so I now realize I need a list to pull from.
Are you gonna make, like, a YA bookshelf?
It's a good idea. Yeah, I should probably do that.
That would be interesting.
My list has been getting a little too long, like, scroll, you know?
Oh,
just, like, to read.
That just TBR. Means you gotta read more.
I know. Faster. Faster than 5 days per book.
I know. I guess not really surprisingly, but I've had a lot on my mind, so, like, I haven't really been reading. Decisions need to be made. Fine.
And you recently checked out a big book.
I know, but the font, it's, like, weirdly narrow, the book.
Yeah.
And so, like, since the pages are shaped weird, like, there's less words on the book, I feel like. It's a weird-shaped book.
Haley is referring to, a future book review book, When the Moon Hatched.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anyone's curious.
Yeah, we read the reviews on that, and I guess it's not very good.
we'll have plenty to say.
Yeah. So that'll be exciting.
Yes.
My song, since we're talking about love.
I will also choose something lovey.
Okay, perfect.
Also, I listened to the Epic musical thing. Which is so crazy because it is more epic than I thought it would be. Like, you know, it's like the Odyssey. Like, it's like very, when you listen to it, it's very like fantasy, kind of like deep. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to listen to it now because, like, I'm in the mood to listen to it while I'm, like, working. And I'm, like, listening to it, and I'm like, wow, this is so serious. Like, this is so deep. And I was not expecting it at all. That's quite an experience. Not sure if working was, like, the right mood.
Wait, when?
The right vibe.
Wait, what were you expecting? Wait, I'm actually so excited that you listened to it.
I don't know, for some reason, in my head, all musicals are, like, happy.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, it's The Greatest like... Showman. Is that even a musical?
It is.
Okay, then yeah.
I think.
I don't know. Were there drums? I don't remember, but it was, like, very deep. It was just, like, felt like I was out there in the ocean.
No, yeah. That's how it literally makes you feel.
Right?
Yes.
And then I'm like, wait, it's called, like, Epic for a reason.
I told my coworker that I was like, yeah, all the songs together is only 2.5 hours. He was like, 2.5 hours? I was like, yeah. That's it, though. You can listen to it so many times a day. And he was like, that's weird. I was like, okay. Wait, so how far?
I chose, like, the top 5 in Spotify.
Like, oh, you know, on the thing. Oh, what did you think?
I was wondering, is there a certain mood you need to be in to listen to it? Like, when do you listen to it? At work? It felt too much for me to listen to it while I'm working.
Yeah.
This is a lot. Like, do you walk and listen to it? I feel like you have to be in a mood.
Well, yeah, so, like, I put it on the first few times. I don't quite, like, grasp what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do think that's why, like, I just put it on and it was just kind of, like, background music mm-hmm. until, like, I heard a song that I guess I liked. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, okay. Because then once, like, you hear one that you're into,
yeah.
then it kind of, like, puts you into it. Mm-hmm. And then you're, like, listening to it. So then, like, listening to it all over again, it kind of makes more sense and you, like, pick up more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to Google, like, the Odyssey.
Yeah.
So that I kind of, because then when you have that story in your head,
mm-hmm.
then when you're listening to it, it makes more sense. So mm-hmm. you pick up more of the words. So,
yeah.
like, I do listen to it at work.
Okay.
But I don't actually hear the words until I'm driving home.
Mm.
So I guess I would say I listen to it while I'm driving.
Okay, okay.
And then that's when I actually hear it.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting.
I know.
Because if you're, I would imagine if you're walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah, I know.
You can listen to it.
I was thinking about that.
But I listen to, they have a playlist, I guess, that has all the songs in order.
Oh, okay.
So I listen to, like, somebody's
songs
playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not sure which five, but now I have to look it up.
Looking for love music to recommend for this podcast. I actually don't know if it's a love song.
Okay.
But one of the songs that I recently liked on my Discover Weekly is called Slow Fade by Ruth B.
Love her.
Do you know the song?
No, I don't know the song.
Oh, excellent.
So I'm really excited. Okay, maybe I'll recommend Bench Sitter by Sarah Kays.
Ooh, all right. Saved.
Perfect. Okay, everybody.
Thank you.
Hope you have a great day. Bye.
Bye.